Welcome to the Health and Hope Podcast. Recently, CCEF Executive Director Tim Lane and his wife Barbara were invited to spend time at SEMBEQ, S-E-M-B-E-Q, Seminary in Montreal, Canada. This unique seminary, specializing in training young men to lead in church planting in the very difficult evangelistic field of Quebec, Canada, has partnered with CCEF to help in that training. Tim and Barb had a chance to sit down with the leaders of SEMBEQ Seminary and hear their unique and challenging vision. Listen with us for the next few minutes as we hear the heart and the soul of men sold out to God and desiring to see His kingdom come in every corner of the earth. Hear now Help and Hope.
We're here with Francois Picard, who is the president of SEMBEQ Seminary in Montreal, as well as Francois Turcotte, who is the academic dean of SEMBEQ Seminary. I've been here doing a seminar this weekend over the How People Change material, and I wanted you to meet both of these men to hear about the work of SEMBEQ Seminary in Montreal and the movement of churches that is being impacted by these men and this seminary. And I thought maybe one of you could just give us a history of what has been happening here in Canada since the maybe 50s or 60s and where we are today and why you're excited about what God is doing here.
Yes. Thank you a lot. It's a grace to have you here in Quebec, Brother. And Barbara, also.
Thank you.
SEMBEQ started in 1973. It's pioneer in Quebec, came and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these men ask, Lord, what happened after? And they passed the baton to other generation, to the national, to Quebec. And Mr. Alexanian and two other men start SEMBEQ. The seminary, it's a church-based training. It's a tool for the pastor to reproduce himself, to train others, to have a like Paul and Timothy style. Mm-hmm. And since 1973, we train our pastor of Fellowship Baptist Churches in Quebec.
So you have a model where men are in pastoral ministry in a mentored situation under a senior pastor. And then they're connecting with the seminary, SEMBEQ Seminary, and you're providing training.
Yes.
I wonder if Francois Turcotte could just talk a little bit about the program and how the seminary ministers to these pastors and pastors in training.
Yeah, what's important to realize is we cannot function by ourselves. We are here to serve churches who have the goal to train their own leaders to be ready for pastoral ministry. So part of our job is to provide it for some classes and lectures, but everything is back to the church with the mentor who is mentoring the young men, who is leadership training. So some of the classes will be done in the local church. Some will be done also in kind of a group that we call cohort, that men from different churches will do some studies together for a six-year period, but as also we receive teachers from outside to do some intensive classes. This add up to a full degree, but the success is not only the grades, but it is the faithfulness of the men in the church doing the ministry.
Good. I was struck as I've gotten to know you guys. We talked on the phone about a year ago. Just of the work that's happening here in Montreal. Give us a sense of the size and scope of the work and how it's grown over the past 25, 30 years.
Actually, in the 50s and 60s, when the pioneers came, it was very hard persecution. Those pastors were put to jail because they were preaching the gospel in a Catholic ground where they had authority on everything, schools and power, politics. So, but God bring a revival in the province in the 70s. So we went through from about 100 Christian to 5,000 Christian, This is where Sembek started, because those churches that were all bumping everywhere in the province have no leaders, so, and we could not send men outside, so we decided to start this training. But God in his providence used this historical fact to produce something that we today think is biblical and exciting. And today, actually, in the 80s, the province just switched again and went back to almost a secular, totally world where we are facing again persecution, but those days from secular people just to be Christian. So we need to preach the gospel today in a totally new world, and this is what we are facing today to plant churches in this context.
Okay. Francois, I wonder if you could tell us how many churches have been planted, how many men are in the program with Sembek, and how that continues to grow and flourish.
Yes, by grace of God, we start 2 churches a year. It's to start a church, you need workers. And the prayer is, ooh, Lord, who will plant church speaking French? The problem, we have a barrier of language. I speak French. I have big French accent, no?
Right.
But the people in Quebec, in North America, it's very unique. You have 22,000 people and in Canada, and 7 million people speak French in Quebec. And how to reach them?
Right.
We need workers speaking French. And for this reason, the pioneer decided we must be creative, creative to come back in the Bible. All Jesus Christ trained the 12, all Paul trained Timothy.
Right.
And we came back in the scripture, and we saw this, the model to train men, bring person with you. The DNA, it's take person with you, pass the baton to them, pass how you train people, how you preach gospel, how you share your faith, and you visiting pastor. And now, I came from my pastor in 1980, bring me, and appointed me. And he present me before the small church to around 30 people in this church. And he said, I have a goal, a dream to train this man, invest my life. And by grace of God, I passed this time with him. And sometimes it's not easy.
Yes, yes.
But you know, this training, and by grace of God, we start these churches now. And we
can you tell how much person we have in the cohorts?
No, yes. When we start cohort in 2003, we asked God, we need 100 new workers in 10 years. It's 10 new men to start 2 or 3 churches a year. And now we have 6 cohorts. We have over 65 men in training in this cohort. And now we continue to start 1 cohort a year, by grace of God. And we start 8 churches now from
so
this program.
How many total churches have been planted over the past several decades?
Since 1970, probably something up to 70 churches have been planted.
All right. So you have 70 moving towards 80. You have 65 men in your program, and you're graduating approximately over 5 or 6 years of training, 5 to 10, and they're moving into pastoral ministry. One of the things that has encouraged, again, me about you guys is both of you have been pastors. You're serving in more of an academic context, providing academic training for men in pastoral ministry. But
and
you've
we
both,
are still pastoring.
And you're still pastoring. how many years, Francois Picard, who's the president, how many years have you served in pastoral ministry? And Francois Turcot, how about you?
It's now it's 1980. It's
29
years. 29 years, okay. Yes. And Francois Turcot?
Since 15 years.
Okay, all right. So you bring that experience of a pastor, and it shapes the way that you think about their training and what they're going to need. which is, for us at CCEF, I think, really encouraging, because we oftentimes have students graduate from seminaries, they get out into pastoral ministry, they find out they're not as equipped as they need to be in their pastoral care and counseling, and they come to CCF after the fact.
Yeah.
And what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to incorporate this into the training so that they're prepared before they get out into senior pastor roles.
Yes, it's true. You know, 90% of our graduate, it's in the field.
Mm.
And still in the field after 5 years.
Right.
And 10 years.
Yes.
This is the process of this training in the church life.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me.
Right.
I visit members of my church. I bring my protege with me. Mm-hmm. And if we have a counseling session, he is with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. So they're not doing what we would think of as a traditional seminary training where you come for 2 or 3 years and all you do is study. They spread it out over 5, 6, 7 years possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're learning in the context of pastoring.
And it's not also like doing an intern for 6 months.
Right.
Where you're brand new to the church and it's your own local churches. People have known you since years. They know your weaknesses. And so you learn the ministry through all the relationship you know. So it's very different than just an internship.
Yes, and we train the character.
Mm-hmm.
To live the gospel of Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
in your life and your couple and your family to be a model. It's
right.
If we want to have a model, we need to follow someone to be a model. And I think it's the key. And when we follow my mentor, when I follow my pastor
mm-hmm.
since 7 years,
right.
You must be humble because you follow. You mm-hmm. know, because the church evaluate you
mm-hmm.
each time in your training process. Take more time,
mm-hmm.
but is more personal, interactive.
Right,
it's not perfect.
Yes,
we need the grace of God
right.
always,
yeah.
and we need the gospel. We need the forgiveness. Sometimes the training, the
church,
but the church trusts the Lord, and He said, "This young man, I let him."
Mm-hmm.
Make some error
right,
practice
right.
in the church, and many senior pastor left the church
mm-hmm.
and left the team protégé, the young man take
uh-huh.
his church and start other church
right.
In the
yeah. so and that takes a great deal of humility on the part of the lead pastor
mm-hmm.
to hand over a church possibly
mm-hmm.
that they started
mm-hmm.
to someone and then move on and plant another church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think what has struck me as a result of being here, we did a weekend seminar with you all, and it was to be broadly communicated. So there were leaders and lay people. We think maybe, 500 people that were here throughout the weekend just hearing a basic introduction to gospel change out of the How People Change material. I was struck by the warmth and friendliness of the Montreal people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great relationship that I hope we can continue to develop. I know you all are familiar with CCF and other like-minded ministries that we're also in partnership with, Sovereign Grace Ministries, Nine Marks,
mm-hmm.
Desiring God. So just a wonderful combination of
mm-hmm.
ministries where we're partnering and working together and learning
mm-hmm.
together how to effectively reach
mm-hmm.
a new generation of secular people
yeah.
who are struggling with significant problems,
mm-hmm.
and we need to be skilled
mm-hmm.
to be able to bring in a persuasive way the message of the gospel to their problems. And just for you all to have that vision is heartening to us at CCEF,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we're thankful to be a
praise
part
the Lord.
Of it.
And I praise God for your attitude, Barbara
mm-hmm.
and Tim, to come here. We need the model of a couple,
mm.
have a ministry together.
Mm.
And I praise God for your attitude like a couple,
mm.
like you share one another.
Mm-hmm.
And in it's for us, it's for the first generation church's
mm-hmm.
leader,
mm-hmm.
we need this kind of model. And also the gospel coalitions, there's a link of networking. Mm-hmm. We help one another. It's a tool. Your ministry can help us, and we can bless other places in French area, in other country also, by grace of God.
Well, and you help us fulfill our mission, because we want to equip the church to restore Christ to counseling and counseling the church. So as we partner with you all, and you all are training future leaders, you're helping us put feet on our desire and our mission to do that. It's encouraging, too. Lots of things to talk about here, but it's encouraging to know that what's happening in your movement is you are attracting a lot of younger men into leadership, and so the potential for future influence and renewal and revival that God can accomplish in this area seems to be developing very well.
Yes, by grace of God.
Thank you for listening. We hope today's podcast has been a blessing and inspiration to you. The same kind of blessing and inspiration can be had in an even more intense and meaningful form at our national conference. Now, it's coming up quickly. It's just in a little over a week, November 13th through 15th, with a November 12th pre-conference here in Philadelphia. We'd love to still have you join us. There is still a little bit of room left, but you'll need to apply today. Go to www.ccef.org for full information and registration. We'd love to see you in Philadelphia. Thank you for listening to Help and Hope.